you know, you know. It's a nice, lovely place. Hi, everybody on the podcast. Look, you can't even see you. That's even worse. Hold on.
I forgot the thing.
I can tell. Hold on.
There's this thing. Stand in the place where you were. Now face left in that direction.
Don't move movies. That was a goofy thing.
Handicap. Hell yeah, yeah. Handicap mafia crew, what's up?
Don't do that. don't do that. Don't do that. We're going to get in trouble and all of a sudden real handicapped mafia
it's
people.
Legit.
Yeah, the real mafia of handicapped people going to show up. Y'all like, you didn't pay your dues. Like, what dues?
It's free. It's free.
But
the doctor wrote my prescription.
But were you born with it, though? Because if you just got it because
oh, no. Y'all know I've been in Iraq. I ran.
You never run.
Y'all know. I don't run anymore. Y'all know where I got my handicappedness from. Shit. 25 years this month.
I just got mine from everything else.
I'm out.
Hilarious.
Hey, Glow.
Hey. So yeah, we're at track one. It's date night. And usually, it's a good thing to have because when you're in a relationship, every once in a while you have to have a date night.
Because he only takes me on dates once a year.
Oh, right? Lord have mercy. No, I don't. We do it once a week at least. We try to do it once a week. We're always busy or something else popping up or she got comedy shows or my band's playing. So I'm taking her to a fancy restaurant. Well, it's fancy because it's the way where it's at. And like she's never been here before. So it's called Track One. It is literally a train.
A train station?
No, that's not a station. Oh, it's like a... It's in trains, you know what I'm saying? If you know where trains at, you know.
Train cars.
Yeah, train cars.
Train cars.
So, we're going to go eat there, but we got to wait like 30 minutes because, you know, we thought our celebrity status would be all like, oh my God, you guys are hilarious. Come on in. They're like, who the hell are you guys? Wait. And we're like, all right, I guess we're going to wait.
Ain't nothing wrong waiting.
No.
So, this is where we get to talk to you guys.
Yeah. See how y'all's
doing. I love you too, Lay. Love you too.
So I'm live on mine, and she's live on hers. Or she's doing the podcast thing. Her baby.
Hey, what's up?
That's how she's doing her podcast thing. For shenanigans.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about what's going on in the world today. P. Diddy. Oh, Lord have mercy. That man. Wait, which book?
The wings. She said the double dip wings are the best.
Okay. All right. Let me give it a shot. So, P. Diddy. What's your take on that?
P. Daddy.
I'm sorry.
He knew.
This man is weird. And wait, where's he from?
Oh, no, don't do that. Why you twist that like that? New York.
Okay, besides that.
Yeah. Marlena.
Okay, so besides Maria. All that. Yeah, this whole P. Diddy thing is ridiculous. I'm like, I'm flabbergasted and I'm angry and I'm mad and I'm upset. This man's been doing this shit for this long?
Yeah.
And he barely got caught?
Yeah.
Thank God.
It takes a lot of strength to be a survivor, number one, to heal, number two.
Okay.
And number three, to get the courage to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have forces against you that have money, have powerful influences, and you feel like you're alone, and they tear you down. They tell you nobody's going to believe you. They separate you from your family, your friends, your support group, and then they have you lose your faith in... If you have faith in God, if you have faith in a higher power, then they tell you, no, I am your higher power. All things go through me.
In you.
Well, that you. That you.
I'm a booty warrior.
It's not always about the booty, though.
To him, it was.
You know, us females got way more than holes than just the booty. So,
it wasn't females.
Well, Cassie, remember, he had Cassie for 10 years.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he had J-Lo for a couple years. Then she talked about I'm Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
When the block got hot, she's like, no, I'm playing.
If you know, you know. Again, orange juice, orange drink. If you know,
and
you know.
She didn't even come back to the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You know, every year we have a Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City, yo. And the block is, yo, live. But, and New York, we're going to talk about New York. Because New York, y'all making me look bad, right? Y'all making me look bad. Y'all out there punching people in the face?
Yeah, I heard about
just
that.
Just walking in the street?
They just punching women in the face?
Bruh.
That's weird as shit. Why?
I know
why?
You ain't punching in the face, all right? But,
why are they doing that? And there's like at least like 13 chicks that that's happened to?
Unfortunately, the girls were distracted because
they said they're on their phone because
in New York now the GPS works. So if you're on your phone and you recognize your GPS, now you're not walking with the phone like right there, like in your face. Yeah. You're trying to look at the landmarks, look at the street, check out your surroundings, and you're trying to find a place that you're going to. Mm-hmm. So the GPS is telling you, you know, like your destination is like 5 feet away, and then you get there and it's like, where? And we all have GPS with like your GPS tracking, double tracking, right? Exactly. So you know, so you off guard, but you're not expecting nobody to just woke up or you say, bing bong, black eye. Like, what? Where they do that at? New York? Why? So you making us look real bad. You know, like, I represent New York all day because that's where I'm from, born and raised, 21 years, you know, before I joined the army and left. So, and I still have my accent once in a while. And then if you know, like, when I get crunk, you know, it come out. So I'll be trying to speak proper English and everything, and it don't work out. So that's, you know, I can't sit there and be like, you know, this is my hometown. I rep my hometown. Like, I can't be like how El Paso be like El Paso strong. Mm-hmm. And then y'all still have your little crimes here and there and everything like that. Damn, that booty do. So.
What?
She got a lot of booty. But that's not the.
She's wearing tight shorts.
And she shouldn't have been wearing her pajama shorts out in public. It's cold. So anyway. Yeah, I judge people. I don't care. So anyway. Told y'all from New York. We talk shit. Mad shit, yo. So if you know, you know. Right? But that's the thing, though. It's like wherever you from. You want, that's where you born and raised, that's where you grew up, that's a part of you. And then it's like, oh, and it's just like your family line, like, you know, oh, you related to that person, you related to them. That's embarrassing when people go out there and do evil shit to people and you tied to that. That's
okay. So did you hard. Okay, so did you also hear that they raided his house, PD's houses, they raided three of them. There's one in LA, there's one in New York, and I think there's one in Miami.
Yeah,
they raided all three of them. His sons got arrested.
Not Quincy. That's I'll be sure. So not Quincy.
They got arrested, and they were going through the house and everything. And then they're like, "Where your daddy at?" And they said, "We don't know." This man flew in a plane across the world, not across the world, across the, out of the United States to another island.
Well, yeah,
where they can't extradite him.
Yeah, you're going to Epstein Island. That's where he's going.
There's nothing there no more.
Yeah, it is.
It's yeah. Underground.
It's somewhere over there. Talk about come to Jamaica, man. No.
So, I'm glad PD's getting thrown away. His songs, they were bangers. They were cool back in the day, but now just like, oh, man.
But people still playing R. Kelly songs.
Some people are.
Stepping in the name of prisons, love. But, you know.
Some people are, because I stopped playing R. Kelly. I used to love to play R. Kelly.
You don't
want
to go to the hotel?
No.
Baby, you don't even need a room key. No. I'm feeling the way you're checking me out.
No, that's
and
not.
And I want to get with you because you're a cutie.
That's not even a song.
I made it up.
Oh, okay. But you got to be under 18. Like, Yeah, why you doing that?
Yes.
No, you
gotta
go.
And I'm gonna be the first to tell you, I never, 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 ever, ever liked any Nickelodeon shows. I never watched Nickelodeon. It was something off with it. You know, my brother was like, they was watching all that. They was watching Kenan and Kel, the Good Burger People. I just couldn't get into it. And now I know why. So,
man,
tragic.
I grew up on Nickelodeon. I grew up on all that. I grew up on all that when Fluffy was on there.
Yeah, he Fluffy, was talking about
Fluffy
it.
Fluffy was on there. I remember watching him on that show. He was there for a while, and then he disappeared.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but...
We know why.
Well, no.
No, he told her. He came out.
He told her? Oh, okay. It, yeah. Okay. Or he said something about it. Okay.
He said something about it. So everybody was feeling like, cringy.
Yeah. And then like all the... Well, I knew Nickelodeon was a weird-ass show or a weird-ass show for kids when like Ren and Stimpy was on there.
I like Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy had some weird stuff on there. Though. Like yeah, as a child, you're like, oh, that's just
Cow
funny.
And Chicken.
That's Cartoon Network. That's different. That's Cartoon Network.
But it's all in the same realm because it was like they were all doing the same type of themes. Like
yeah,
it was
were.
Inappropriate yeah. Subject matter in cartoon form.
They wouldn't call the devil. They wouldn't call the guy the red demon the devil. They'd be like the red guy.
Yo, the red guy.
That's all his name was the red guy. Just like. Yeah, now watching that like as an adult, you're like
with a shiny tickets.
Yeah. He was always talking about his butt.
Yeah.
His booty.
And now we know why.
Oh my god.
There is no hidden agenda now. It's agenda.
Agenda. Oh lord.
It's like, what we gonna get in trouble for today?
Can we call, let's see if we can cross this line. Yeah, you already crossed it.
There's snorting the line, that's why. Or injecting it, either way.
So yeah, the world's getting a little weird out there. So
it
protect
is.
Your kids, watch what they watch, and make sure they ain't doing crazy shit. And stop stealing raps like Jay-Z. I just listened to a whole bunch of old albums and just realized that this nigga has been taking Biggie's raps. And no one said shit. And I get it. They're not going to say shit because he's the top of the top. And if you say something, he'll send you to Diddy. the diddler.
Oh, not the diddler.
Who is the diddler?
Riddle me this, Batman.
What's long and so it's long when it's hot and cold and shrinks? I don't want to answer that question. You have to answer the question, Batman.
I don't. Go see the diddler. We're comedians. I know it's not, subject matter itself is not funny, but
we're just talking about shit. Sorry.
Yes, and then it's like, again, the inappropriate behaviors, the inappropriate things that happen in the world. And no, we're not trying to make light of the subject. We're not trying to be funny about it. But it's like, you always hear the say, it's like, laugh now, cry later, that kind of thing. Jesus. Or, you know, I could laugh about it now, but back then,
I was crying.
It's like that.
Cry my eyes out.
Yeah. Man. And then it's like, and then I'm learning about generational traumas that are passed down centuries. Like, I'm just finding out, like, women who were, they were married at 12, 13 years old to these men who were 25, 36, 40, 55 years old. And they were having their babies. And I found out what the muumuu really was for. The muumuu was not for fashionable, like, I'm just lazy in the house. It was easy access to when these men came home from the gentlemen's club, they came home from work, they came home from wherever they were, even from their mistress's house. And, you know, your grandma, your great grandma was in this muumuu ready for action.
What?
And it was just
grandma, no.
Yes. And well, she was probably saying, nigga, get off me, no.
Yeah.
But it was the trauma from that, like 12 and 13 having 17 kids by the time you're 25, 36.
Yeah, that's a little much.
You know? That's these women were just shit. Breeders. And so basically they were essentially being boinked by these men and then married off to them because their family's like, well, we can't afford to feed you no more, so go over here with this person. And it's always the dad's friend. Like, why is your friend single at 40? Well, because his first wife died, his second wife died. Like, they were just abusing these women to the point of no return. And then you wonder why your grandma hates your guts or your mom hates your guts. And it's not her fault per se. It was her innocence was taken.
There's a lot coming
her
out
childhood
today.
Was lost. Yeah, yes.
Damn, that's a lot coming yes. out today. Oh shit.
And it's like every time you turn on to social media, you turn on the news, something's happening. And it's always negative. Ooh. And I get it because there's like a lot of people that say, well, I don't watch the news anymore. And he said, get it, grandma. Wow.
Who said that? Chad said, get it, grandma. Oh, you stupid.
She was getting it, all right. It's just traumatizing that I'm still flabbergasted that a woman's body can have 17 kids.
Like, yo, right, it's cool. Hey, what's up, cool?
Hey, Koo, you know, like 17 kids.
And before y'all flip out, it's a comedian friend of ours named Koo, all right? So don't be all like, damn, Zeke just called can't even say it.
Koo, we need to come up with a nickname for you.
Yeah, we got to come up with a nickname for you, man.
Yes, but like,
come on back to El Paso, come hang out with us.
He always come to El Paso. He be singing them Spanish songs, getting them Mexican women all around him.
Ooh. Don't do his business out there like that.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, all right, so let's get back on topic.
Let's
get back on topic. Let's get back on topic. Okay, so the P. Diddy thing happened. He flew away, but he's about to go. They're about to pick him up, throw him in jail. He's about to go meet the booty warrior for reals.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, no, the other.
R. Kelly needs a cellmate.
Okay, that's the truth. And then Dan.
And yo, Mr. Carl is still in prison.
Who?
Mr. Carl.
Mr. Carl's still in prison?
Yeah, he's still in prison.
Oh, you haven't even
that's a whole concert though.
And then they can talk to
you got R. Kelly, and Mystico, P. Diddy.
And if they need to go on the Mexican side, they can talk to the SPM. Hey, he in jail for a long time and everyone mad at him. And people are like, you still bumping SPM? Don't talk to us. It's just like, yeah.
Rick says, P. Diddy. Pedophile. Yep. Yep, show is.
Kuz says your favorite is El Rey.
Oh, yay.
Oh, no. Don't disconnect now.
It's not. It's just doing that because it's Facebook. So Facebook flags certain words.
Get flagged. Oh,
that's all. Because they did it to me. So they still see it.
Oh, okay.
All yeah, right. That's all.
Okay.
So you know.
I was like, I was got flagged.
Yeah. See, all your reactions are coming up.
Oh, okay.
Nah. Yeah, we gonna say what we gonna say. Facebook, y'all don't send me a $25 check, so I'm in there.
And I'm tired of just seeing all this stuff and not saying nothing. So I'm going to start saying stuff too. So any hoosiers.
If you see something, say something. Because there's people that can't speak up for themselves. They can't fight for themselves. And it's tragic.
It is. It's
not Diddy cool. Island. That's where he went.
He went to Diddy Island.
Told you. It's on the back of Epstein Island. And I used to joke about, like, if I ever get rich, I'm going to buy me an island. No, I'm not. Not I'm sorry.
Not no more. It'd be cool to just be left alone.
Yeah, because the Tahiti, you could buy, like, islands and stuff like that. It's only $12,000. I was saving up for it. $12,000, there's a comment there. I you know. I could dream. I can dream about it. He was wearing the wrong outfit around the babies. So, yeah. You know, so protect your kids. Hold your babies close. Tell them you love them and stuff like that.
What is it?
He said, he coming up with Pink Kitty. Pink Kitty. No, not the babies.
Oh, shit. So the whole Nickelodeon thing.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Stuff is coming out with Full House. John Stamos in there. Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Dave Coulier. He was not cool, for real.
He was never cool. Yeah. That's up, Domingo. We don't want
Domingo. So yeah, it's a lot going on in the world. It's a lot. But you know who the two people that's not gonna be in scandals? Me and Zeke. We're not gonna be in scandals. You know, I might slap them around behind closed doors when you do stupid stuff. But you know, it's light work. That's not domestic violence.
I guess I'm thinking about that lyric from P. Diddy when he said.
One?
He goes, "Cause I love you, girl, like any aww other. I love you like a brother. We'll be play fighting, tickle fighting, undercover. Like, yeah. What do you mean you love her like a brother and then play tickle fight undercover? What do you mean by that, Diddy?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, they give them the drugs to silence them and numb them and help them not feel certain pains. Yeah, it's sad.
It is.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby with the sleeping, the medicine. Oh. Talk about some Jello pudding pop.
No.
I've been stopped eating pudding. I've been stopped eating pudding. I can't.
Oh, Lord.
Can't do it.
Okay. So if you guys are wondering why we're on live, or I'm live right now, and Shrew is on his shenanigans. This is date night. So once a week or when we can, we go out to a restaurant we've ever been to and we eat, enjoy each other's company, and you know, tell each other how much we love each other, and then we fight later, because you know, it's normal. Sometimes she slaps me in the face. Sometimes I give her the people's elbow.
Mm-hmm. That's all he got, his elbow.
We're saying that the other night. Okay, no, I'm not gonna go there. Okay. So we're at track one. She's never been to this restaurant, so I'll probably take some pictures and post it up and see what we up to in year.
Yeah.
And see
what handicap parking. All the parking lots was full. Don't judge me.
Yeah, handicap parking.
Yeah, because if you're on my Facebook, my handicap sticker right here, I'm legit, son. Kobe was Netflix and Pill. Cosby's Netflix.
Oh, I was like, shit. What? I was like,
my bad. Not Netflix and pills. God.
Rick, you're so funny. You should go get on stage and tell these jokes.
And I love Kool-Aid, but not anymore. South Africa, if you know, you know. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
What?
Jonestown, South Africa. They had a major cult, a massive cult. It was the Jim Jones cult.
And
he had everybody drinking Kool-Aid.
Where are we going? We're going everywhere right now.
We supposed to have a theme?
Yeah.
This is that story.
Wings. All right. Thanks, Ab. Wings. Everyone keeps saying wings.
Wings.
Yeah, track one.
So track one is known for wings.
Looks
they
like
got
it.
Drinks in here. Not Cosby drinks. I'm just saying regular drinks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got drinks in here.
Okay. So if you haven't found out, the merch. Thank you for everybody that supported the merch. With Circle C, Circle Plus. Shit. I'm fucking up their where the damn card at? See, you know, get with Sweeps. Sweeps in my shirt.
Sweeps, there you go.
Okay, Control Plus. Control Plus. See, I was fucking up the name of that thing. So yes, they got they helped me out. They got my merch. So if you've seen The Shenanigans page. We got the new logo up. So we got merch. Right now we just got t-shirts. Coming up soon, we're going to have some t-shirts, patches, stickers, and the like. So thank you for supporting. I ain't even going to talk about the 1 week I did in San Antonio. LOL Comedy Club. LOL San Antonio Comedy Club. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because that show, y'all gave us the little room, and I've never been in the little room before. But we sold out the living room, that little room. And if you know anything about LOL Comedy Club, why are you laughing?
Because you said the living room, the little room.
I said the little room.
And you said the living room.
My accent. So it, the smaller
She's
room.
From New York. See, this is why I be getting in trouble, but it's okay.
So anyway, yeah. And then come next month, I'm going down to Sao Padre Island. Yes, way. I can't. I'm so excited, so excited, so excited. So please get them tickets and come support your girl doing my comedy thing and everything. I did not get selected for the Black Women in Comedy Festival. I ain't that black. I kept telling y'all that. Y'all just be discriminating and shit. I'm some black, not all black. Not black enough to tell them black jokes.
So go see her and her shows.
If you don't mind.
In South Padres. Yeah. What was the date?
April 10th, 11th, and 12th.
And then come see my band play at Rock House. No. Vincent and Melrose, April 6th. We'll have another show at Rock House, I think April 20th. And then we should be having an EP release party for our first single.
Yes.
And we got more merch. We got more shirts. We got patches now. We got the little E. Oh, let me not do that.
That's we don't need no sticking patches. No, yes, you
we
do.
We got patches with our logo on it. I think we got bigger stickers and stuff like that. We're going to have some new shirts coming out soon. And some collectibles. Collectible stickers and some merch that's...
Yes.
It's going to be done. And it's going to be done by my good friend, Jay Sweeps from...
Same guy. Same guy. He's hooking everybody up.
He's hooking everybody up. You guys need shirts done.
You need banners. Shirts, banners, logos, stickers, bar keys. They do it all.
They do it all.
And for a reasonable price, you sit down, you talk to them, let them know what your budget is. And I promise you, they're going to hook you up. So especially if you see my shirt with all the colors on there. Yo, he did this thing, all right? So hit up Jay Sweeps at Control Plus.
Or Justin.
And his boy Justin, because you always see Justin, he holding up his shirts and stuff like that. So
Justin's like the guy, Justin's like, what's his name from the barbershop? He's like, D-Ray Davis. He's just like, man, I got CDs, I got Voltron, I got a Transformers, I got all this stuff. Like, man, what you want? I said for y'all, $20.
$20.
Oh, we're getting a call. I think it's time for
us. Oh, so we're going in a truck. Well, thank y'all for hanging out with us.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wait, answer it first. Hello?
Hello? Yes. Oh, okay, we're coming in.
All right. So, love you guys. Oh, we just hung out, Liz. Hey. I gotta leave. We're going in track. Okay, I'll stay on and see if they let us film in track one. Okay, so don't get dizzy as I move from the car to the inside. Oh, it's windy. The wind is winding, but it's a beautiful. Look at that. That skyline is beautiful. That's the colors, everything. Woo! All right, we inside. I've never been in here, so we're gonna see what it is. Yes, you are the big headliner. Hi, Liz. Liz just came on here. Okay. Excuse us. We in here. She walking fast. Uh-oh. Okay, so the table not ready yet. So, yeah, hey. You like my hair? I got colored hair, Beat people up.
So, I'm just waiting for everyone to...
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thanks for coming with
me. It's popular. You're welcome. Look at Zeke.
Oh, jeez. <Okay. laughs>
Date night, and of course this is gonna go on a podcast. The podcast is still live and direct, so you can catch the episode. I'll probably upload it tomorrow, though. Come back to the open mics.
What?
It can get crowded on... It's a small train. You ain't lying. Okay. Thank you. What side you want to sit? Oh, I done left him.
Really?
Oh, gee. I don't know what you got to drink. What do you have to drink? Ooh, can I get the root beer, please?
I'm sorry?
The IBC root beer?
Please.
Oh, what are you
going to
drink?
All right, so date night's gonna start, so we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Yeah, you can't be in all our businesses.